Welcome to the after show. It's Tony and Christy. Nikki is in meetings. Important newsy stuff happening. So we'll keep an eye. Maybe she can join us for the podcast. Maybe not. Quite all right. So I promised you I would tell you the story because it was 27 years ago today that I signed a contract to come to work for Warm on a 1.3. I was with D. Alexander at the time. We had been working at WVOR, which, by the way, have gone through a less count 35 morning teams.
Oh, really?
Since I left. It's just unofficial count.
but who's counting?
I know, really. Anyway, so we had been talking with them for a while, you know, about moving over to Warm. And and so it came down to we were going on a trip. Dee and I were going on a trip with listeners from the, you know, WVOR. With the Sky Coasters, we were going on a cruise. Okay, so I forgot exactly how we did it, but on the air, you won a trip and blah blah blah, and so we were on, you know, leaving that morning. It was St. Patrick's Day morning, catching like an 11 o'clock flight at the airport. But our attorney had been working on this contract for a while, and the guy over at Warm wanted to get it done before we left. Okay, he wanted to get it signed before we went on our little trip with our listeners. And so he came to the airport, and I got my attorney on the phone because my attorney had some changes he wanted to make.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically we're in the car with our luggage and signing. You know, he was dictating what, you know, the general manager, Bob Morgan, was writing down to write down what, and then Dee and I would initial it and sign it or date it. And in the car, okay, before we left. So we got the contract done about 10 minutes to 10 in the car of the general manager. And then we went on this trip with our, you know, our listeners from that station and the Sky Coasters. And the whole time we're feeling pretty weird knowing that when we come back, we're bolting, you know. It was very strange. And then what happened is when we came back, Dee decided to stay an extra day. So I had to go on the air alone because we want to break it until we were both together.
So you stayed an extra day where?
At the old station. We stayed on for another few days before we told anybody.
Then
when she got back from her extra couple of days off, we went in and you know, told the powers that be.
So you had to wait for a couple of days?
I had to wait 2 days
and
not say anything to anybody, and especially the people I was working with and working for. It was the most awkward I felt in my life. But
it was so secretive. How did you keep it so secretive?
I don't know. I don't know.
We
did. I had told the people, I said, you know, we want to make sure that this does not get out until we say it gets out.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out we were in the office of the general manager, who was Jack Pelvino, who was the owner of the station, one of the owners of the station. And, you know, basically a hero of mine from, you know, I listened to him growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And it started, remember fax machines?
Yes.
It started to come across on the fax machine that we were leaving as we were telling him. So the other company had let the word out, okay?
The
newspaper was calling and the TV stations were calling. So as we were telling them, it started happening. So we got to it in the nick of time. And then the fun started after that. It was cease and desist. They wouldn't, you know, just try not to let us use the name Tony and Dee and all this stuff.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. Yeah. And then they ran commercials about... I don't know. Something about... I don't know, Christy. It was the weirdest thing. They ran commercials against us, like political commercials against us.
Oh, geez.
And they made us bigger stars, quite frankly. And then, matter of fact, about a year later, I was on the plane going to Boston, and I'm sitting next to this Boston College student who said, you know, he recognized me and started asking me about the, you know, leaving one station for the other. And he says, by the way, we studied that case in our media class at Boston College about how not to do things, okay, how the old station screwed up and, you know, how they kept us in the news for days.
Right.
Because of, lawsuits and this, that, and the other thing that were pointless. And yeah, I was studied at Boston College. I thought that was pretty good too. But and then, you know, there was a lot of stuff because the other place was not a real happy place to work, and no one was at that point really happy over there.
Mm-hmm.
And I ran into one of the news guys about a month or two later at the Lilac Festival. And he said, he came up running up to us, and I'll never forget this as long as I live. He said, "You guys are heroes in the building."
Oh, wow.
This made me feel so good because we, you know, it was a tough place to work.
Mm-hmm.
At first it was great, and then a lot of places don't turn out too great. And so a lot of things happened because of that. They made everybody over there sign contracts because we didn't have a contract, you know.
So you were able to do that.
Yeah. So, it was, and we wanted to start on April Fool's Day, But the GM at Warm didn't want to wait that long, so we went. My first day on the air was the 29th, but I wanted to wait till April Fool's Day. I thought
that would have been so great.
I know.
Why couldn't he wait? Come
he couldn't,
on,
he could
a
not
couple
wait
days.
To...
And that was your thing, too. You guys always did the April Fool's Day
thing.
We had
a big April Fool's Day thing. So,
oh,
yeah,
that would have been perfect.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot. There's a ton more to this story, but I think it'd be boring for people, you know, who are as we call civilians, people not in the business.
Right,
you know?
Right.
But I think it was interesting enough, and people who were around and remember that whole deal, but it's been a long time.
Oh, my mother-in-law, when I first came and I was going to be do an interview mm-hmm. with you two, mm-hmm. she was giving me the whole backdrop and how you guys went on a cruise and then came back and ran a different station and the whole thing.
I know.
And then the one thing she always said to me was that you loved your birthday.
Yeah, that's the thing. I've been doing that bit for almost 40 years. You know, and it's funny.
This was 20 years ago when she was telling me this, so it was super cute.
I know. And I don't make a big deal out of my birthday in real life, just on the radio. Just it's like, you know, it's a bit. It's
right,
a bit.
Right.
It's all it
and
is.
And people get it. That's the thing. She didn't get like, oh, he loves it.
Yeah.
It was like she got the joke.
Yeah. It's just a bit. And that's all it is. And, you know, everybody loves their birthday, but I just, you know, I tell my kids, don't buy me anything. Tell my wife, don't give me, I got to know. You know, but on the radio, you make it's a bit. It's a fun bit.
It's a thing.
So, and I'm committed to the bit. Okay.
You really are. You have committed for years.
I know. But it's been a great 27 years here. I'll tell you that much. It's like, this has been, through the ups and downs. I mean, we've had, you know, good times, bad times at this place.
Yeah.
But I've worked for four different owners without leaving the building.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I've done two.
Yeah. But, and they've always, so far, so good, knock on wood, treated me pretty good.
Knock on wood, so, okay.
And I hope I've treated them just as well. But, it's 27 years here and, you know, almost 43 years now on the air here. So, it's been fun. And I, you know, somebody said to me, do you think of retiring? I said, never. I really don't. I mean, I'm going to be, here's the way I look at it. I'm going to be awake anyway. Because I don't sleep.
Right, because you're going to get up.
Right. So I might as well go do a job and have some fun at the same time. So
otherwise, he'd be bothering his wife.
Right. Well, somebody, you know, if we didn't have radio, I would go door to door. So be happy that I'm on the radio.
We don't want him door to door. It's COVID, too, right now. You can't
exactly.
really do that. So.
Exactly. So, but no, it's been a fun 27 years. And, I'm, you know, at least, I don't know how many more,
mm-hmm.
you know, 5 to 10. Probably,
right.
probably 5-6 more years at least, you know, I'm thinking. And then, you know, I mean, sooner or later, I want to be able to travel without restriction, you know.
Right.
But we'll see. We'll see.
But, maybe take another cruise.
Maybe take another. No, I don't think I'm going to be cruising for a while. Just, okay.
They're talking about they're coming back.
Yeah, you go right ahead. I'm steering clear. I know that's a wonderful thing.
When you
thing
come back, you have to come back here if you go on a
that's
cruise.
That's right. If I go on a cruise, I got to come back to Warren. That's right. Okay. All right. There's our after show for today. And just make sure you let people know it's at warm1013.com and share it with your friends so we can get more folks to tune into the podcast, the after show. See you tomorrow on the radio on Warm 101.3.